Chapter 26. For Sean, Johannesburg was poorer without Duff. The streets not so busy. The Rand Club was drearier, and the thrills of the Stock Exchange not so intense. However, there was work to do, his share and Duff's as well. It was late every evening when the conferences with Hradsky and Max ended, and he went back to the hotel. In the reactions from the day's tension, when his brain was numb and his eyes burnt, there was little energy to spare for regret. Yet he was lonely. He went to the opera house and drank champagne with the crowd there. One of the girls did the can-can on the big table in the centre of the room, and when she stopped in front of Sean and Trevor Haynes, with her forehead touching her knees and her petticoats hanging forward over her shoulders, Sean let Trevor whip her pants down. A week before, he would have punched Trevor in the nose rather than concede the honour. It wasn't so much fun anymore. He went home early. The following Saturday noon, Curtis and Francois came into the office for the weekly progress meeting. When they had finished and Hradsky had left, Sean suggested, "Come along with me. We'll go and have a pot or 12 at the Grand National Bar, baptize the weekend, so to speak." Curtis and Francois fidgeted in their chairs. "We had arranged to meet some of the other boys down at the Bright Angels, boss." "That's fine, I'll come along with you," said Sean eagerly. The prospect of being with ordinary men again was suddenly very attractive to him. He felt sickened of the company of those who shook his hand and smiled at him while they waited for a chance to wipe him off the board. It would be good to go along with these two and talk mining and not stocks and shares, to laugh with men who didn't give a damn if CRC's hit 60 shillings on Monday. He'd get a little drunk with Francois and Martin. Later on, perhaps he'd have a fight, an honest, snorting, stand-up fight. God, yes, it would be good to be with men who were clean inside, even if there was dirt under their nails and the armpits of their shirts were stained with sweat. Curtis glanced quickly at Francois. "There'll be just a crowd of roughnecks down there, boss. All the diggers come in on a Saturday." "That's fine," said Sean. "Let's go." He stood up and buttoned his dove-grey coat. The lapels were edged in black watered silk and matched the black pearl pin in his tie. He picked up his cane from the desk. "Come on, let's get moving." They ran into the noise from the Bright Angels a block before they reached the building. Sean grinned and quickened his step, like an old gun dog with the scent of the bird in its nostrils again. Francois and Curtis hurried along on either side of him. There was a big digger standing on the bar counter. Sean recognized him as one of his men from the Little Sister Mine. The man's body was tilted back to balance the weight of the demijohn he held to his lips, and his throat jerked regularly as he swallowed. The crowd around his feet were chanting, "Drink it down, 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 down." The digger finished. He threw the bottle against the far wall and belched like an airlocked geezer. He bowed to acknowledge the applause. Then he caught sight of Sean standing in the doorway. He wiped his mouth guiltily with the back of his hand and jumped down off the counter. The other men in the crowd turned and saw Sean, and the noise tapered off. They spread out along the bar in silence. Sean led Francois and Curtis into the room. He placed a pile of sovereigns on the counter. "Set them up, barman. Take the orders. Today's Saturday, and it's time to tie the dog loose."
"Cheers, Mr. Courtney. Good luck, sir."
"Gesund Held, Mr. Courtney."
Their voices were subdued with respect.
"Drink up, man. There's plenty more where that came from."
Sean stood with Francois and Martin at the bar. They laughed at his jokes. His voice was loud with good fellowship, and his face flushed with happiness. He bought more drinks. After a while, his bladder started making its presence felt, and he went through the back door into the washrooms. There were men talking in there. He stopped before he rounded the edge of the screen into the room.
"What's he want to come here for, hey? This isn't the Mucking Rand Club. Shh, he'll hear you, man. Do you want to lose your job? I don't give a damn. Who do you think he is? Drink up, boys. There's plenty more where that came from. I'm the boss, boys. Do as you're told, boys. Kiss my ass, boys. Sean stood paralyzed. Pipe down, Frank. He'll go just now. The sooner the better, say I. The big dandy bastard with his 10 guinea boots and gold cane. Let him go back where he belongs. You're drunk, man. Don't talk so loud. Sure I'm drunk. Drunk enough to go in there and tell him to his face. Sean backed out through the door and walked slowly across the bar to Francois and Curtis. I hope you'll excuse me. I just remembered there's something I've got to do this afternoon. Oh, that's too bad, boss. Curtis looked relieved. Perhaps some other time, eh? Yes, perhaps some other time. They were pleased to see him when he went up to the Rand Club. 3 men nearly fought one another to buy him a drink.